Back on Sportsline on WBAL, we are joined now by the one and only Ed Encina from, I'm thinking you're at Epcot right now, Ed. Is that an accurate statement?
See, here's the thing, Brent. Is as much as you'd like to think that I've been hanging out with Mickey and Minnie and by the pool enjoying the Florida weather, I was just telling Jay Cottrell that I have literally not stepped out of the Swan Hotel here in at Disney. So, you know, I guess it's better than being in snow, but, you know, it's not the vacation that you think it is.
All right, well, here's a serious question.
Okay.
Do you guys all stay at the same hotel? Like, are you at the same hotel as all the executives and the scouts and the baseball personnel, or are you somewhere else?
No, we're all in the same hotel. It's a big hotel. I mean, this is a big resort. They have it separated into kind of two hotels. I'm not sure of this, but I want to say the Cubs are on my floor because every time I try to hook up to my wireless network in my room, there's a couple Cubs things that pop up, wireless network. So
interesting.
I think that, you know, the teams are all separated out amongst the hotel and stuff like that. So, but yeah, everyone's pretty much here, which is why, you know, the lobby is kind of the big place to go and kind of, you know, see where, you know, talk to some GM, talk to some scouts, talk to, you know, kind of some mover shakers around the game.
So no late night action at the, I think it's called Pleasure Island, and then you're not waking up early to have breakfast with the characters?
Well, I did live in Florida for a year, so I can't say I haven't done all that fun stuff before, but...
Hey, you're talking to a big Disney World fan, so I have no shame in that.
I can tell.
Well, it's just good to hear you're doing all right and you're operating okay. I know it's a tough few days for any reporter, especially on the local level, during this time period. Mm-hmm. You know, today, much like yesterday, dozens of rumors linking the Orioles to a variety of players, and it seems it all ends to nowhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's a part of this this whole event is, you know, a lot of stuff's going to get thrown out there. And you know, as reporters, we really, I mean, the biggest thing is just kind of being careful and what to, you know, what you believe and what you don't, and kind of trust in the people you talk to and trust in what you hear. So, you know, obviously, like you said, I mean, today it was a kind of a crazy day because, you know, early on, you know, there were a lot of, you know, whispers of the Orioles being close to getting a closer to replace Jim Johnson and, you know, notably, you know, Grant Balfour, you know, something like that. Just, you know, on first blush, it just doesn't kind of make sense in terms of, you know, how much it takes, the commitment financially, years and stuff like that. So, you know, I mean, it turns out that they never really made him an offer. They haven't made him an offer, and they haven't made any closers an offer. So right now, I mean, talking to Dan Duquette in our meeting with him, he had talked about how they're really just kind of, you know, sitting back and evaluating the market. They know what it's like. They've talked to everyone they need to talk to as far as closers go, but they haven't made an offer, and then they're kind of going to wait and see. So, you know, the concept of closers is that there's more out there than there are teams who need them. So you can kind of wait a little bit on the market. Obviously, a lot of money's flown out here, not necessarily this week, but, you know, as we know, in the weeks leading up to the meeting. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of rumors, and you just kind of got to, you know, sort through them all and see which ones have some legs and which ones don't.
Yeah, a lot of moves were made leading up to the winter meetings. Traditionally, this is the most active week, but now we have a huge lull, and there's still a lot of good players available in free agency. And maybe more compelling, there are a lot of perennial superstars on the trading block. I'm not linking any of these guys like Cole Hamels or Cliff Lee or Matt Kemp or David Price to the Orioles. I'm just saying there are a lot of dominoes that are still waiting to fall here, and now it's almost going to, I think, make the market kind of crawl backwards, and then at some point, maybe it's even after the New Year's at this point, where it will jump out again.
Yes, you're right. It's funny because, you know, leading up to the meeting, like we said, there was so much action and so much money going out there. Now, there are a few things that kind of have to fall, the dominoes that have to fall before, you know, other stuff happens. Like you said, you know, trades like the Price trade, everyone's kind of talking about that, what's going to happen with him. And that's probably not something that's going to happen for a while. You know, another big thing is the, you know, the posting of Tanaka, you know, whether that's going to happen. That's going to obviously affect the starting pitcher market with free agents and with trades. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, and it's all really fluid. And, you know, I mean, I think the Orioles came here thinking that they would definitely be able to bring some kind of acquisition back to Baltimore who would really help this team. And I'm not talking about, you know, one of these, you know, pitchers who or infielders who they've signed the past few weeks, but a guy who could really help this team. And, you know, talking to Dan Duquette on Sunday night, he said, we're definitely going to bring someone back. And you know, talking to tonight, the same question, he said, well, I hope we bring someone back. Mm. So, you know, I think, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing because, you know, you don't want to rush into anything.
Yeah, they're not losing players at this point. There aren't big pieces going other places. It's not like Bartolo Colon is signed. It's not like Bronson Arroyo is signed. Even Shin-Soo Choo, and I'm not saying the Orioles are even interested in Choo or going to make him an offer, but it's not like he's gone anywhere else either.
You love Choo, Brett.
I do. I'm on the Choo train.
You're on the Choo train. I've heard that. But, you're not losing out on guys. Like I said, if you know where the market is and you know where kind of these chips are going to fall and what needs to happen before they do fall, I mean, you're not in a bad spot. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is obviously the Orioles have had a bad week, you know, the past week in terms of, you know, training Jim Johnson and, you know, losing out on Nate McLeod and Scott Feldman and those guys. But, you know, probably the worst thing they could do is go out here and make a hasty move. And so, you know, like I said, I think it's one of those things where they really do, you know, just want to see where this goes. You know, I mean, you look at, I mean, I know the reaction to the Johnson trade has been one of, you know, who did we get for him? But, you know, you still have to kind of evaluate and see what happens from here on out in terms of where they do spend that money and then where it goes and stuff like that too. And, you know, and one thing that Dan did mention too today is, you know, he hasn't met with Scott Boras about, you know, his possible extensions for Chris Davis and Matt Wieters. But that's not necessarily surprising because that kind of comes, you know, along too as we go along here, usually after the new year. So, you know, maybe that's something that's kind of in the works. I'm not saying it is, but, you know, those are all things that kind of lead, you know, one step leads to the other. And if they're a part of that plan, then obviously, you know, they're not going to do as much right now as maybe other teams would.
Yeah, very interesting situation. Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun with us from Orlando, Florida, and day two of the winter meetings. Is the day pretty much done, Ed, or can things still materialize at this point in the day?
Yeah, things can. I mean, you know, teams meet up until, you know, into the night and stuff like that, depending on what happens. I mean, I think that, you know, for the most part, this meeting, there hasn't been that kind of urgency that maybe you see it at other meetings. But at the same time, you know, the boardroom's kind of always open, you know, in terms of looking at things and seeing what's going on. So, I mean, you know, for us in the media, I mean, it's obviously the days are long because you know, you're up early and, you know, you're going to the lobby and, you know, there's also the job expo and team meetings, you know, across all the teams and the minor leagues and they always also take place here too. So, you know, those things let out at like 5. So, you know, by 6 o'clock, people are kind of hitting the lobby and hitting the bar and stuff like that. And, you know, for us in terms of gathering stuff, you know, that's always a good place to go too. I mean, in terms of, you know, finding rumors and stuff like that. So, you know, there's that kind of stuff that goes on too, but it's obviously something's always kind of going on here. It's just a matter of kind of finding out where it is and what it is.
Do you think the Orioles do something tomorrow? And I think it was reported by you that they have said they've made an offer to some free agent. We know nothing more at this point other than that.
Right, yes. I mean, that's really all we know. I mean, and, you know, when that question was asked, you know, I kind of followed up on it with Dan and just said, you know, just to make sure, clarify that offer wasn't to a closer. And he said that it wasn't. So we heard earlier in the day that, you know, they haven't made an offer to a closer. So, I mean, it's kind of just a little nugget of you know, what's going on. They have, like you said, they have made an offer, but at the same time, we really don't know what it is, and we don't know where that's really, what direction that's really going, because there's so much stuff going on right now. But you know, it's whether they make a move tomorrow, that's hard to tell. Like I honestly, I don't think they do. I think that maybe they just go back with back to Baltimore for Rule 5 pick from Thursday's draft, so, which would, you know, like I said, on the surface, it would look, you know, pretty disappointing to the fans, because I know that, you know, there's so much hype that's put into these 4 days here, you know, and it's become such a big deal. And, you know, in certain years, a lot of stuff happens, you know, there's, you know, and everything becomes really a spectacle. Like in the media room, there's a, you know, there's a big, you know, press conference set up, and, you know, the guys you just signed come in and they put the jerseys on. You know, Curtis Granderson was here today. Salto Macchia was here yesterday. You know, it's a big show. And the Orioles haven't been up there in many years, but I think maybe since, I'm not sure, but maybe the J.J. Hardy trade or something to that effect. But, you know, it becomes a spectacle, and it does become, you know, maybe a little bit exaggerated. Does it really mean something if you get a big guy or make a signing right now versus a week from now? I mean, I don't really think so. It's just mainly about, you know, making your team better, really.
Right. That's true. Now, to be fair, there isn't a lot going on at all right now. There was a big trade today, a three-team trade that involved Mark Trumbo going to the Diamondbacks, another trade that involved Brent Anderson being traded from Oakland, but it's been a very quiet meeting in general, not just pertaining to the Orioles, and that has to be noted as well. Really quickly, Ed, two questions. One, are you sad to see the Cord Phelps era come to an end yesterday? That's my first question.
Well, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, Cord Phelps, that was obviously outrighted, but, you know, I mean, we'll see how that, I mean, who knows if we'll see him again, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
As much as, you know, the Orioles, you know, shuffle players and stuff like that, who knows when we'll see him. But, you know, I never got really to talk to Cord. Maybe I will talk to him one day.
I don't know if we will or we won't. But it's kind of interesting. He came and went so quickly in so many ways. And then I guess we're out of time on my second question. I just want to make sure that you get some Ed Encina time on that Aerosmith ride at MGM.
I'll try. I'll really try.
Or my favorite, the Great Movie Ride. Have you ever been on that, Ed?
No, I have not. Oh. I haven't been to Disney World in probably...
You lived in the area.
It's been a few years. I think I've been to Epcot a couple times, but you know, there's so many things here, too. You just don't go to Disney.
I know. Universal's like, there, too. That's Jay's favorite.
Like, but there's like eight different parts of Disney, too. There's like Magic Kingdom and Epcot
it's
and
endless.
Animal Place, and there's the studios.
It's endless.
There's a lot of stuff to take in.
It's quite the place. And also, last quick question, I promise. You covered Grant Balfour as a Devil Ray, yeah. Or as a Ray, I should say, I guess. Does he fit in here? Would he fit in here?
I think he'd be a good ad. I mean, I think that, you know, obviously, you look at some of his numbers, he has a kind of a high fly ball rate, and that kind of maybe worries you a little bit in, you know, in the summertime in Camden Yards as opposed to Oakland or even the Trop. But I think he'd be a good fit, and I think that, you know, he's probably a guy who – I think he's also a guy who probably fits in the clubhouse, too. I mean, he kind of has a reputation on the field as being, you know, demonstrative and stuff like that. But I think he's a team guy, and, you know, like I covered Grant very early on in his career, but I think he'd be a good fit here.
Ed Encina, Ed, we really do appreciate your time. I know you're swamped. Great stuff, though.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Brett. I'll talk to you later.
That is Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for The Sun, joining us from Orlando, Florida. When we come back, the return of my all-time favorite SNL skit.